Welcome to the Creative Soul Podcast. I'm your host, Leah Van Doren, and in this podcast, we explore the intersection of creativity and spirituality and discover what lights up your creative soul. Thanks for tuning in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Creative Soul Podcast. I'm so honored to have you here. If this is your first time listening, then welcome. This is the podcast where we dive into all things creativity and spirituality and what it means to express ourselves as an awake and aware and alive human being. And I was thinking about today's episode, and I wanted to share something that I feel is really important for us to talk about, not only as human beings, but as creatives, and to talk about this idea of success and how often success can look different than we think it is. And part of my work is about breaking down those limiting beliefs that make us believe that, you know, in order to be creative, you have to be really good at something, or in order to be creative, you have to make money doing the thing that you're creating, or something isn't successful unless people are buying it, and kind of coming at our creativity as a business rather than our creativity being seen as something as the most innate, inherent part of ourselves as a human being. So I was thinking about this topic, and I wanted to touch on this idea of creating for your future self. And I was inspired to talk about this because I have been writing in journals all my life. Writing has been such a big part of my life. It's been the way that I've processed things and processed experiences. And it's truly the way that I record my life. And a lot of the times I won't even know what I'm thinking or feeling until I put it down on paper. And writing is just the way I process and create. And I recently, my mom was moving out of her home, and so she had sent me all of my childhood journals. And I kept a journal from by the time I was 7 years old until now. I'm still keeping a journal now, but I started when I was 7 years old. And so I got to read my journal from when I was 7 years old and 8 years old and 9 years old and 10 years old. And over the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of healing work in therapy, a lot of inner child work. And I feel like inner child work is something that is a little bit more trendy these days. And it's interesting to be able to connect with your inner child from like a physical sense and from, you know, going back to certain memories. But to receive journals and to receive words that you wrote as a child was such a special, interesting experience for me. And it reminded me of this feeling that I had when I wrote and self-published my poetry book in 2019. I self-published a book called Mermaid Musings, Stories of Sea, Sex, and Spirituality, that you can check out on Amazon. I'll leave the link in the show notes. But I was thinking about this book that I published and these journals that I wrote, and thinking about how a lot of the times we define success as, you know, how many people may have received what we're putting out there. So let's say that, you know, I wrote this poetry book, and is it a success if 100 people read it? Is it a success if 500 people read it? Is it a success if 1 million people read it? Or is it a success if nobody reads it? And can I still call it a success if nobody reads it? And I think you have to, you know, kind of look at this for yourself and define success for yourself and what would make something successful. And I bring this up because this idea of success, I think, is something that I've really had to unlearn, because I think in our capitalistic world, or in our capitalistic view, that, you know, something is not a success if nobody reads it. If you create something and you put it out there and you get crickets, then it's not a success. But I really challenge that idea, especially in regards to our own creativity and in regards to making things and creating things for our future self. And something that I think about with this is not only creating for your future self, but also creating your legacy and creating for your future kids and your future grandkids. And so if I take this poetry book as an example, and I think, okay, it's only a success if X amount of people read it, what I'm losing out on is the whole process and experience and journey that it took for me to write the poetry book and all of the places that I wrote the poetry and the process in creating the poems and then the process in creating the book and then having the experience of putting it out there and sharing it and sharing it from my heart and having people receive it. And so I published this book in 2019. No, it was 2018. I published it in 2018. And I'm pretty sure the last time I checked, about 60 people have bought the book off of Amazon. And most of those people are probably my family and friends. And I have come to a really beautiful place where I feel so proud of myself that I was able to share that book of poetry. And I will say that in the past, I might have gotten really down on the fact that, ugh, I shared this poetry book and only 60 people bought it. But, ooh, there was some thunder just now. I don't know if you can hear that, but it just started like one a spring raintime shower as I'm speaking, which is nice. But what I wanted to really point out with this example is that creating for your future self is enough. And if I change the question to, is it a success if X amount of people read it? Is it a success if X amount of people buy it? To the question of, imagine if your mother or your grandmother had published a book of poems when they were 23, 24, 25, and you got to read your grandmother's book of poetry that she wrote when she was 25. I mean, even just thinking about it from that perspective gives me chills, because if I were able to receive a book of poetry that my grandma or my mother or my great-grandmother wrote when they were 25, that would be such an invaluable gift to me. And I really want to change our mindsets about creating and creating instead of for likes or comments or financial success or ways that we can be seen externally, to really think about this legacy creation. And so when I think about my poetry book, even if 60 people bought it, even if zero people bought it, it's still such a success in my eyes, because not only did I get the experience of that whole creative project, but now I have a record of what my heart was feeling when I was 23, 24, 25. And it's so beautiful because a lot of those poems too I wrote before I met Paxton, who's my now husband. And it's so interesting to see just the ways that my mindset has shifted since meeting him and falling in love and getting married. And it's just such a marker of my own growth and my own growth journey. And I brought this all up because it reminded me of, you know, the fact that I had been keeping journals since I was 7 years old, and thinking about what a gift these journals are for me as now almost 30. I'm 29, almost 30. Well, I'll be 30 at the end of this year. But, you know, as a 30-year-old or 29-year-old, I keep thinking that I keep doing this thing where I'm like skipping ahead and I keep thinking that I'm an age higher than I am, which is just funny. But I have to remember to slow down and be in the moment and be like, no, I'm not 30, I'm 29. I still get to be 29 in my 20s, soaking up those last minute in my 20s. But anyways, as a 29-year-old, looking back at my journals from what I wrote when I was 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and 11, it's such a gift to me. And so I think about what I want to create now. And instead of thinking, you know, trying to switch the question from, you know, what would be most relevant or what would people most respond to, I really want to create for my future self so that I can look back when I'm 60 and read the journals or read the poetry or read the writings or musings from my heart when I was almost 30 to when I'm 60 and to see how much I've grown since then. And so I offer this message to you with these examples of my poetry book I published about 5 years ago and these journals that I wrote about 20 years ago, how it can be such a gift to create for yourself and to create for your future self and to create for your future family. So I encourage you to ask that question, what would I want to create for my future self? And I love this question because for me, sometimes it's the most mundane of answers. You know, when I'm 60 and I want to look back on my 29th year of life and what I did and who I was and what I thought about, I might just want to know about what was a day in the life looking like and what did I eat that day and what did I feel that day and how many times did I kiss my husband and, you know, what did I see on my walks? I think those sensory details and those, you know, almost just mundane details of our daily life, this is a way that we can kind of romanticize our life. But instead of pushing it out on Instagram and creating content of a reel of a day in the life, you can just write it down for yourself. And if you feel called to share with those around you, or if you feel called to share, you know, and put it away and look at it in 30 years, I think it's such a beautiful way to record our life and to be able to look back on our journey and to reflect on how far we've come. So I offer this message to you today, just about creating for your future self, creating for your legacy. What do you want your creative legacy to be? And what will you feel proud of looking back on in 20, 30, 40, 50 years? And will that have felt successful? And I think I'm really getting to this place in my own journey that I really, really feel proud of who I am and what I've been doing up until now, which is such a, I almost want to cry because I've really gone on such a whirlwind of a journey. I know I'm going to write books about it one day, but I've really been through it, and I have been through a lot in my life, and it's been a long journey to even be able to say that and admit that and feel that as truth in my body and in my being, that I have been through a lot in my life. I have really gone through some stuff. I really have. And I'm really proud of myself for not only getting through all of the hard stuff, but returning here to this place to speak clearly to you and to share who I am and what I value and to feel at peace. Because for a long, long time, I felt really lost and I felt really confused and I felt really stuck in self-doubt and really was like spinning my wheels trying to prove that I could be successful as a creative. And I really feel like this is enough. And even if this message reaches 100 of you or 500 of you or even one of you, that's enough. But it's enough because I'm, you know, regardless of who's listening on the other side, I'm creating this episode right now for my future self, for me to look back on in 5 years and listen back to this podcast episode and remember the time, you know, spring 2024 when I was 29 and I had just gotten over a huge, huge, huge hump of a really tumultuous couple years of self-growth and shadow work and inner child work and all of the buzzwords that people say, but truly like the rigorous healing that it takes to be able to come to you from this place, feeling at peace and at ease in my own voice and what I have to offer and what I can offer you today. So just thank you for being here, Leia. If you're listening to this in the future, I love you so, so, so much. And I am so, so, so proud of you. You are truly following the light. And I love you so much. And I think you're doing amazingly. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Not only to you listening, but also to future Leia when you listen back to this. I love you. So I hope you can take some inspiration from this today, sending some love to your future self, sending some love to your past self, and creating today for your tomorrow, creating for your future self. And what is it that you want your grandkids and your great-grandkids to know about you and your daily life? Come at your creativity from that place and see what magic can unfold. I love you all so much, and we'll catch you next time. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, please feel free to share it with a friend and tell them what inspired you. Or if you'd be so kind, you can rate and review the podcast. And when you do, I would love to gift you my free guided writing meditation that will connect you to your creativity, yourself, and your spirituality. Just go on over to my Instagram at Leia Van Doren, that's LeiaVanDoren, and send me a screenshot of your review, and I will send over the meditation, and I would love to hear your thoughts. Stay inspired, stay creative, and keep shining your creative soul.